On Friday, Pope Benedict concludes his pilgrimage to the Holy Land with a Mass at the Holy Sepulchre and a meeting with the Greek Orthodox and Armenian Patriarchs of Jerusalem before returning to Rome in the afternoon. Among the bishops and cardinals travelling in the papal entourage is American Cardinal John Foley, who heads the Order of the Holy Sepulchre, an ancient organisation set up to protect pilgrims and help maintain the biblical sites of the Holy Land. Cardinal Foley shares with us his impressions and his hopes for a lasting legacy from this papal visit.
Well, as the Grand Master of the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem, I was particularly grateful to the Holy Father for this opportunity to accompany him on this trip in Jordan and throughout Israel and the Palestinian territories, and of course, especially in Jerusalem, where the Holy Sepulchre is located. I have been very impressed by the friendliness shown to the Holy Father by all people, but especially, I would say, by the Jordanians and the Palestinians, who have been particularly open. King Abdullah, I thought, was extraordinary in his hospitality and profound in his comments. His opening address to the Holy Father when the Pope arrived in Amman was extraordinary. And, of course, the development of the baptismal site with two new churches was very impressive as well. The Holy Father's presence in Israel has been very moving. I was deeply moved at his visit to Yad Vashem, the memorial of those who died in the Shoah, the terrible Holocaust which took the lives of 6 million Jews at the hands of the Nazis. And I was also very impressed by his visit here in the West Bank, the Palestinian area. Of course, there's the terrible wall that is here and the continuing checkpoints. As you know, we had to change cars. The Holy Father was able to drive through, but all of us who were in the papal delegation had to change cars and had to change security buttons. So it shows that there's almost a siege mentality, a siege imposed and a siege suffered. And I think that sows the seeds of future difficulty, because there's bound to be resentment and a desire for, I won't say revenge, but for the expression of an anger and a built-up spirit of frustration. So I don't know how this can be resolved. Certainly the Holy Father is a factor in the resolution of this difficulty, because he certainly is a messenger of peace. And he warns against violence and destruction and the sowing of hatred. Not only did he condemn very strongly any expression of anti-Semitism, but he also expressed the need for peaceful solutions to the problems which exist, and, of course, the rights of the Palestinian people to be recognized in their dignity and, we hope, their destiny here in the Holy Land. So not only has it been a religious pilgrimage, it has been an eye-opener for so many aspects of the news headlines that we receive constantly, to be able to see the reality behind those headlines, and not only the reality, but the incompleteness to which we're often exposed in the West, to this reality which is suffered. Certainly the Israelis have to be guaranteed security within their borders, but the borders of the Palestinians also have to be respected, and their dignity as a people has to be respected. They have to have opportunity for work, for education, for movement, the freedom to practice their religion by visiting their sacred shrines. So I would hope that this visit of the Holy Father may be one more step toward a peaceful resolution to an ongoing conflict and problem which contributes very much to the problems and tensions in the world today. If we find peace in the Holy Land, it's a step closer to finding peace in the world.
Thanks there to Cardinal John Foley, Grand Master of the Order of the Holy Sepulchre. He's travelling with Pope Benedict on his pilgrimage to the Holy Land.